Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men know who their daddy is. That's right, you heard me. I say real men know who their daddy is. Now, they say in America, 25 million children, that's 33% of the children under the age of 18, don't live with their natural fathers. Now, that's 1 out of 3 children and 2 out of 3 among African-American children. Ouch, man. And if you add that to the number of children who live with their fathers but aren't connected to their fathers emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually, you'll have the majority of children living in this country. Now, is it any surprise that many adult, and including Christian men, struggle with being fathers when they were never shown how to be one because their dad wasn't there? Now, in return, many Christian men struggle with getting along with their biological fathers even today. Because how can you build a relationship with a person you hardly even know, who wasn't there emotionally and physically for you? Now, it can seem somewhat impossible. And as a result, wounded men who grew up like I did, disconnected from their fathers, physically and emotionally, they usually make 2 major mistakes. One is they make a vow to be a better man than their father, or they judge the heavenly father based on the character of their earthly father. See, the first is a mistake because when you vow to be a better man or dad than your father was to you, you're actually shortchanging your wife and your children because you're setting the standard too low. Because if your dad was a 3 on a scale from 1 to 10, then you only need to be a 4 to be a better man than your dad. And trust me, your children need more than that. But on this check-in for this week, I want to challenge you and hopefully change your perception of who your heavenly father is. And you'll see that comparing our heavenly father to our earthly fathers, even if you had a good one, is actually an insult to the character of God. So the next time someone asks you, who's your daddy? You tell them what I tell them. Who's my daddy? That's what you're asking me? You want to know about my father? Sure, I'll tell you about my daddy. My daddy is almighty. He's all-knowing. He's all-consuming. And above all, he is able. So I call him Abba Father. Who's my daddy? He's the beginning. He's beautiful. He's boundless. He's my creator, my covering. He is complete, lacking nothing, constant and never changing, caring and compassionate, and he's divine. Now, he's not just my daddy. He's my deliverer. My father is eternal, enduring, everything, exalted, and excellent. And he's the end of all things. He is great, good, gracious, glorious, gentle, holy, and the highest. He's my healer, my hope, and that's why I have to stop sometimes and say, hallowed be his name. My daddy is infinite, in control, indescribable, immovable, incomparable, and incomprehensible. He is Jehovah, just, jealous of my love, my judge who's my king, but he's also kind. He's the Lord of Lords, love personified, and even when I get on his last nerve, he's long-suffering. My daddy is the Most High, mighty, merciful, marvelous, never failing, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, and outstanding. He's patient, powerful, my provider, perfect in all ways, praiseworthy, my peace, quiet at the right times, but righteous all the time. And he's truly remarkable. My father is sovereign, supreme, sufficient, sacred, and he's my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's the truth, transcendent, unequaled, unchanging, unsurpassed, uncompromised, the utmost victorious, wise, wonderful, and a way maker. I call him Yahweh because he's my way and the way to the eternal life in heaven with my Savior Jesus Christ. That's who my daddy is. Any questions? So let me ask you, who's your daddy? Because every real man knows who his daddy is. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if it did, and you found it helpful, please share this episode with some other men in your life who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcast reviews from my listeners because it always blesses me. And I want to share one this week. And this one came from, let me make sure I get the name right, is Anway. I found this one from Anway. And Anway says, I found out recently about this podcast through my friend Moses. Thanks for sharing such biblical insights and wisdom with us, Dr. J. Because in the last week, I've been eating this podcast like Cocoa Puffs. I love it, man. He said, keep up the good work, sir. Stay in his grip. And thank you, Anway, for leaving that great podcast review. Guys, we love it and we appreciate it. And guys, you know that we're a listener-supported podcast and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, or leaders, please preferably consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and remember, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.